Hello, I'm your virtual guide for English 1101. We're now on Module 3. So the procedure I'll follow is that first, we'll go through and talk about what's required for this module. And then second, we'll go in and take a kind of in-depth look at what the module's all about. And I'll share a few thoughts and strategies for being successful for the work that's required in this module. So first of all, let's look at the required work. Read chapter 12 in Steps to Writing Well. Then go to your PDA and view the classed video on standard verb form. Then complete the appropriate practice test. Complete the mastery test on standard verb forms. Using what you have learned thus far about pre-writing, thesis statements, paragraph development, and the narrative process, please write a well-developed narrative essay on one of the topics listed under narration at the end of the syllabus. Be sure to clearly label all work, and then place the pre-writing drafts and final, as well as the revised copy, in your writing portfolio. Please remember the final copy must be tight. Then ask one of your peers to read your final essay, complete a peer review questionnaire, and return it to you. In your journal, record your responses to the 5 questions under Reviewing Your Progress on page 339 of Steps. So this is what's required in Module 3. Let's take a look at what Module 3 is all about. It's all about narration and the narrative essay. So let's talk about writing an effective narrative essay. First of all, the most important thing is to know your purpose for writing. Present your main point clearly, follow a logical time sequence, use sensory details to hold interest, create authentic characters, and use dialogue realistically. So when you're writing, don't just roam around wondering what you're getting around to and why you're writing. Please think about it and think, okay, why am I writing? And what do I want my audience to do, think, believe after they've read this essay? Here are a few things to avoid. You will have problems if you have not chosen your subject carefully. Be sure to limit your scope. Don't let your story lag or wander. And also, please try to avoid boredom or indifference about your topic. So let's talk about the problems to avoid. Choose your subject carefully. Limit your scope. Don't let your story lag or wander. And avoid feeling a sense of boredom or indifference about your topic. If you're bored, your audience will probably be bored too. So here are some possible essay topics. Write a narrative essay about an act of courage or devotion. Write one about an event of historical, medical, or scientific importance, or perhaps an interaction that changed your thinking. Write a narrative essay about a remembered person, or perhaps an experience with your community, a remembered event, perhaps. Or, finally, you could explore a confusing or perplexing event. I'm your virtual guide. We've just gone over Module 3, English 1101. Thank you.